Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, what's going on? Another week in the cult. Hey, hi, that's Dan over there. Look at him doing stuff. It's Dave over there. It's Dan.
You guys shut the fuck up and speak when spoken to.
Yeah, I was waiting. Are you going to talk in this fucking voice the whole time?
Yeah, I'm going to talk in this voice the whole time. What's up, boys? Oh, how are you guys doing?
Sloppy bitches.
That's just Neil's real voice. That's he puts on the act the whole time. He just puts on the Marlboro act.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so, what's up, guys?
I was very easily sold on that.
Yeah. That's a sultry sound of Dave Firmiano. Oh, how are you, buddy?
Oh, so great. So enthused to be doing my first podcast of the night, so I'm not running on creative fumes at all.
Nope, not even. Now you put all your effort in the previous podcast, which is live and now a week behind.
To be fair, Dave, this show, lower your bar by tenfold. So don't even turn your brain off. You're fine.
I am excited. I hear you guys have a huge following.
And we would like some of that.
I want to pilfer all of them if I can.
I know
you have very limited podcast listening time in your personal lives.
Right.
So listen to ours.
Yeah. Right. So why not just listen to one group of people?
Right. Right. That makes sense. Yeah. And that's Dan DeBriel over there, everybody. Hi. They're from the weekday comics podcast on the Drop Tent Network. Dan, you some bitches. You're going to be stealing viewers pretty much. That's what's going
to
happen.
That's what we're here to do. We're Mr. Steal Your Viewers.
This is a competition, Adam. Right now,
clear.
It's just started.
We will be firing you from the network very soon. This is very clear. We will make that clear now.
First of all, we pay you.
Yeah.
No, you think I can't kick you off the network? It's so easy, dude. I'll let that money go, dude. I'll start four in your place. Get out of here with your nonsense.
Bro, I will money launder your money. No problems, okay?
Immediately.
I mean, based on the fucking camera quality, I assume that's what's happening anyway.
Bro, how else am I supposed to fund my hallucinogenic habit?
This is the first time, this sumbitch. This is the first time we've had camera problems. He's just like, God damn it.
This isn't the first time.
This is.
There's the funny where I've had to fucking... I've had to clip bits of 8-bit Dan.
That wasn't your fault. Yeah. That was YouTube.
You live stream some bitches. When this goes out crystal clear and these same cameras embarrass you, your dumb idea to do a live stream. You think we haven't done this?
Fools.
No. I wonder why. Well,
you should be criticizing our Wi-Fi,
people can talk about the fucking clarity of the cameras after their fucking seizure.
Yeah. Yeah, true. That happened this week. Look at you just, you petty bitch. Not a single viewer go over to them. This is the cult fucking Pope talking. Just a single viewer goes over there. I swear to Christ, Dan. Go ahead.
Listeners of our podcast will know that Neil is also, like, as a producer, he will come and talk, and we hate him.
But
I do like that while we're making fun of you, there is that operational truth where you're sitting there like, Neil, you fucked up. And you're sitting there like, I could end this right now. I could kick you out of this room and fucking lock the door.
No, yes. You don't have the fucking giblets.
Yeah, right. You're out of your fucking gourd, Dave. You clearly don't know me well enough, I guess.
I never took the time.
No, you never did the time. That's true. Just like my father. All right.
Do you ever really want to know a comedian?
You're a comic who I immediately, when you first got on stage and I saw you all the way back at the Tap Room when I was younger, I wanted to immediately know. And then as soon as you got off stage, I was like, nope. Yeah, like I do not want to know him. I knew immediately.
First interaction. I probably.
Oh, I forgot it as well on purpose.
If you're a new comic, I try not to give you the time of the day,
which I appreciate it actually.
If you don't come up to me, compliment, fucking ready to go,
right?
I don't want to get to know you as a person. Right.
You and Neil actually have a lot in common because Neil is known around about town for Philly for being the bad first impression guy, especially to also new comics. He told a new comic one time, be more memorable. So that was the thing.
Oh, wow.
That's good advice.
I'll tell you
though.
What, that is my experience too, Neil. Yeah. I didn't dislike you when I first met you. You just came off very cold.
And then that comic went on stage and just shouted the N word over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
He's known as Michael Richards.
Yeah. I remember him now. Yeah. It works. I mean,
no,
I remember every single time I've seen a comic that shouldn't say it, say it. Right. I'm like, well, you have made a lasting impression with me, sir.
That is true. That is his bar.
Fair. I'm not saying a good one, but like, hey, that's that fucking dude. I'm going to watch.
Oh yeah. Some say that you see the faces of everyone that you love before you die. Dave is going to see the faces of every open mic comic.
Just old film screen.
like other comments. Like, this guy's terrible. And Dave's like, this guy's electric. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, what it
this
is.
Guy knows how to push the buttons of the audience.
Yeah, baby. Every new comic, the first time, should just get it out of their system right away.
Guys, hear me out. Hard R. All right. Anyway, trains, right?
They start with that. Like, this is the first time doing stand up. They get the applause, yeah. And then it's just nothing else but the word.
That would be, yeah. Just get it out of the way. Just come on, guys. Hey, you're they're on stage. Pull off the Band-Aid, dude.
Yeah, it's time.
Pull it, dude.
I did it. My father did it.
Yeah. My father did it. My father before me did it. It's a tradition in this.
Exactly. Well, it wasn't that cutting edge. Yeah, we're doing my father's Father's Day. It wasn't very cutting edge. In fact, you got pulled off the stage if you didn't say it.
I was going to say, he didn't say it. He was the rebel in his day. We're not saying it.
Why is he dancing around that word so much?
Say it. It's not that hard.
Are you even a comic, bro?
Yeah. Well, that's what. Yeah, they would casually say it. You're like, hey, man, just say. Like, I'm gonna say it now. Ready? Like, come on now. What's
it's
going
in the
on?
Name of the show.
Yeah. You're wearing menstrual like makeup right now. I can see. This is crazy that you're dancing around this performance. The way you're dancing, especially racist. Jesus. Yeah, they just had a cooker of a pod on that one. I have nothing to say on that. Yeah, I mean, in terms of them peeling away audience, I got to say, I am worried. Not to say, we're at a cooker.
Hey, we're not about quantity. We're about quality.
Mm. Yeah, a rising tide raises all boats, and we're going to get way higher before we kick you over.
Yeah. No, I know what's going to happen. I'm happy that Drop 10 gets to be the stepping stone.
Yeah, you're killing you with the adages so
Thank
far.
You. I'm on fire. I don't turn my brain on for our podcast, so I'm
That's
fresh.
True, yeah. I didn't know I had fucking Confucius doing a podcast.
Speaking in haikus.
True. Yeah. Oh, we should do an episode entirely. Okay. And we should do
haiku?
It here.
We
don't want to ruin our show.
No. Next time you have us on, we're only going to speak in
the
haiku.
Next time
this is it. This is it. This is done. I'm done. This is it.
No, they're going to do that. No, Adam.
Only if we do it in an extremely racist accent.
Then you're invited back on every week.
I was like, Adam, hear him out. Wait a second.
Yeah, and as you guys know, Asian accents and podcasts always work well. So
I've heard. Yeah. I've heard really good things about that. Yeah.
I've heard really good stuff.
I haven't done it yet.
No. You just
hey, you know what? Test it out.
Sorry, Grandpa Permiano just forgot where he was. He's like, have I said the N-word today? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm out of it.
Doctor says I need to meet a quota.
Doctor.
Hey, Dan's mic might be a little low. This might be a little
yeah.
Off.
Well, Dan, hey, he's having the problem of now. The problem that we have in the studio because you're virtual is that he has to swing his head pretty much.
No. Even when he's speaking into it, it's still coming up a little. Might want to turn that up a bit.
I'm a loud motherfucker. He's always having to adjust me.
Just keep him up. Keep him up, nice and high.
This is probably something you can lose with that. With that sweet editing you guys do for your podcast.
Nah, we'll keep all that in.
That's staying in.
I honestly forgot this wasn't live. I didn't realize.
We used to do a live show.
Yeah.
I know. Why am I abbreviating it at the N-word? You guys can clean that up. You guys can clean that up in post.
Very clear. We will leave that in. That will go out right now. That will go out unedited.
Yeah, that would definitely. Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Sometimes I love the 2,000 mile stare that Dave just like, I don't doubt it, man. I'm just like, what the fuck is he thinking?
But our podcast is live, so we do it kind of a high wire act where we're not really worried about the things that we're talking about. And that's kind of the conceit of it, is that we're two comics. We've been years in the game and we don't have careers to destroy. So we basically get to talk about whatever the fuck we want. So.
Damn, did you know we were doing the same thing?
Yeah, the floor is just littered with bodies, too, because we fall off that fucking wire. Yeah.
Don't steal our podcast. That's us. That's our thing. We're the guys who've been doing this for a while and also failures. That's also our thing.
Right. They're sort of the Drop 10 brand, I think. Yeah.
I'm sensing a pattern.
Yeah.
At the very least.
We just hire losers. That's all we know.
You are hiring comics, so I mean, it's kind of...
Not in front of the fucking talent. Jesus Christ.
Sure, we'll talk shit behind the door.
We're going to start a second parenting podcast too.
Right. Yeah. I'm excited about that. What was that going to be?
I mean, just
seriously,
just talk about your
seriously,
pull,
Dad.
Talk
where
about
did you
yeah,
go?
Yeah, talk seriously, about your pullout game a little
seriously,
bit.
Dad, seriously, Dad, where did you go? I like that one. Yeah. That's the abandoned dad's podcast.
Yeah, sure.
Praying it's a different race.
Right. Spin the wheel of race on this baby. Yeah.
I would totally be on board if it was a different race than there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would totally point it at the stereo, like, be good at this. If it was my kid, I'd be like, fuck, another loser.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, like, I can't kick him out when he's 18. He'll die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you feel like that wouldn't be true if you were raising another race?
I don't want to get too into it. I realize what direction that could turn in.
No, give us in detail exactly what you would do with the black child or something. You know, what would you do?
Yeah, Dave.
All right. Well, this is the Nerf brand. They make plenty of equipment that replicates equipment that I would maybe give to you, future.
Yeah, you would. You would like sit the kid down and it'd be like a box of varying different races. It's like you can be smart black doctor.
Break the glass on black.
Yeah. God. In case of black child break glass. Yes.
Just athlete's clothes fall out.
Oh, shit. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. Man. But don't worry, listeners. Dave is not having children.
I know. I only accuse her of cheating on me if it looks like me. Oh, that nose fucking tore up your vagina. That can't be mine. Sorry.
I just love the imagery of the nose tore up my vagina. Sorry, I was still staying on that.
Like me as a baby, but with the same size nose I have now.
Yeah,
I just think of a baby with your head, exactly, glasses coming out of the woman too.
Yeah,
everything.
I mean, I know they come out obviously head first, so it would be easier. But it would that
not everyone,
not everyone. But if you came out, which were you? Do you know if you were?
I believe
birth?
I was natural. That's not the difference. Okay.
No,
yeah.
Okay. Do you, did you come out the canal?
Sure
you fucking
gotta come
asshole.
Out. If you're coming out through the back, you gotta come out head first. I'm pretty sure it's
the way. There's a term breech birth. Isn't
yes, but typically,
but they turn you or they take you out through the belly.
You. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
you don't just roll with it.
No.
Just yanking them out by the feet.
It's wrapping around the neck.
Yeah. Yeah. They get like a Gallagher guy to come in, was like hit her with a mallet and just pop right out. What do you think the birthing process?
Just move that mic closer, buddy.
Sorry, I don't know. You said my levels were up.
I know.
I don't know. I'm not that into finding out.
That's all
right. Is that like a weird X video for you? Is that
if you're on X videos, it's a weird video, right?
Is it?
I mean, I know
X videos. What the weird one?
No, X videos is just annoying.
Adam, do you remember from your porn days? Do you remember what X video is?
What, did you quit watching porn?
Yeah, he doesn't watch
porn. Yeah, a while ago.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you not watched porn?
Like 2-3 years.
Wow. How's that?
Yeah.
Honestly, great.
That's the most wide eyed I've ever seen. Dan has it. He's like, how is that?
Yeah, he looked at me like I just crossed the sea somehow, like on foot. You're like,
guys,
how'd you do it?
Guys, I found one. Guys, come here.
Are you
told me you lost 100 pounds? Like, what's the secret? Like,
are you imagination based now, or do you just not jerk it?
Do
you
Rolodex?
Have a plastered fuck room? What did you do?
I look at my victim, and it usually gets me done.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's where we're going.
Shoot a few ropes. My imagination. I roll back to old previous conquest.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
So been there, done that. You don't.
Yeah.
Variety is the spice of life, though.
Yeah, true. But Dave, my background as a young man, I'm a 36-year-old man now. But as a young man, I was a real man horn stout. I ran through that place like a real piece of shit. I had a lot of things, so I have a lot to go through, and I'm good forever. So, okay. I'm good. Yeah.
Nice. And also, I imagine there's a bit of, you know, creativity you can do. We've all done.
Yeah,
maybe,
you
like,
embellish.
We do some girlfriend things with different bodies.
You can't say
yeah.
no. You can't say no to that hole in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, stop
Unicorn
crying.
Back.
You know, there's no crying here. Whatever.
Oh, man.
You know, something like that. Yeah.
Do you find that?
Well, there's extra crying here. It just doesn't dehydrate you like it.
And no one could hear you here, you know?
Adam, do you find, like, what's the best part about it? Is, like, is sex better? Is, like, when you're when you're masturbating to the imaginary creature in your mind? Is that
yeah?
The hentai octopus?
Yeah. Hentai porcupine octopus lady?
I'm trying to jerk off the tentacle porn.
I feel like if you've gone full imagination, you're shortchanging yourself if you just keep it to the things you otherwise would have seen in porn.
Exactly.
You know? Like, you're playing in your imagination now. You can fuck anything you want.
Right.
You could fuck it like a centaur.
Yeah. You can. I mean? No, I'm not. But I'm not even doing like. I'm just doing like what I did.
Or like a buddy.
I'm just going to do a podcast.
I got it. I got it. You never had much luck with centaurs. So.
No, they always turn me. It's too tall. You know.
Yeah, they said
both Sagittariuses. It's not a thing.
They said, "Hey, no, I'm sorry."
Of course, you're into horoscopes. Only fucking weirdos do horoscopes and not watching porn.
Yeah, right, no. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh. That does make sense.
All right, well, that's fine.
So Sagittarius.
I'm weird for it. It's all right. I'll take that. I'll take that out. But I like
not
it.
Watching two people fuck is weird.
You're not watching porn, so your Mercury is rising a lot. So.
Yeah. It's in retrograde. It was in retrograde. Now it's rising.
That one. Yeah.
What about when you just like have your laptop up, but you're like doing but you don't want your screensaver to come up? You never just have porn on for that reason.
Believe it or not. I do not. I never thought of that. I know it's
I hate fucking I gotta tap the screen again. No, just put on a fucking porn.
I just hate silence.
Yeah. Even in the porn days though, I never use my laptop. I just use the Xbox. That's crazy.
The music
at Davis
parties are weird.
I don't
it's like, oh man, sorry guys.
What makes you think I party?
Two podcasts in a row we did orgasm noises though. This is a good, it's true. It's a good batting average.
I know. Sorry to talk so much. sorry to talk so much before. Dave doesn't party. That's a thing you have to know about that podcast. Dave does not party.
This is my weekly party. This is all the party. Yeah, you made me take the party hats back though.
I could have
shown what a fucking fun time we have in here by all rocking party hats.
No, but it's boring in here now. There's no party hats.
Can't you see Dave just in a room by himself with a party hat and a solo cup with just like disco lights blasting techno, just staring like deadpan alone in a room? I got 100%.
Is there porn on the laptop?
Of course.
I mean, I do like the alone part.
Yeah.
Dave is a solitary cat.
Yeah. No, Dave's a creature of the 90s like you, buddy. Dave Primiano is stuck up in the 90s like you.
I know. Rocking the Nine Inch Nail shirt. I'm rocking the Sixers with the prism letters.
Yeah. We're old. It's fine.
Yeah,
we understand a great decade the 90s were. That's fine. We understand talent. We understand fucking beauty. We understand it all.
I mean, it's dorky to me now, but I've thought about this now, like, you know, more, and I've thought, oh well, what, this will make so much sense when we're older, because you'll sound appropriate. You'll sound like what my grandmother was like. Yeah, I remember 35, and it was the best time, you know. And you guys will be like, I remember the 90s. And it was the best. And
I'll be like, yeah, the 90s was like 30 years ago.
I'll give it to the 60s to maybe like the 90s.
The
90s good
was
then.
The peak. The 90s was the peak of a lot of shit, like objectively.
Music, like, movies.
And you can even say like, oh, some of that stuff is subjective, but like the economy peaked in the 90s. Like,
yes.
Now we have that constant like shit, like it's going, we're in that down weird thing now where it's up wildly and down wildly. That all sort of started it like with the dot-com bubble crashing.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like that leading up and then 9/11 and then politics getting like weird and toxic, like all that stuff started like right after the 90s. Like, so
agreed.
I feel like the 90s were the peak of like the American Empire, not to get all political, but like culturally too.
Yeah, you're
like
right.
We okay. just peaked as a nation.
The 90s in your head is like a version of the 20s before the Great Depression. Like,
yeah,
it is sort of a height of a lot of people making money expansion.
You know, I look at the 90s, dude. Dan, I look at the 90s like the Roman Empire, like right at the peak of its collapse, like right before it went bad. It's like, this
hell
is
yeah.
great. Like, this
hell
is all,
yeah,
like,
dude.
We're fucking everything.
And we're still like, partying.
Hell
we're
yeah.
too.
We're fighting lions. That's cool. You know, it's like all that shit. And then all of a sudden, like, boom.
Yeah, I got whiskey drunk watching the gladiators fight Jalen Hurts and fucking Patrick
exactly.
Mahomes. You know what I mean? Like,
but back then it was Troy Aikman and fucking Phil Simms.
Yeah.
Did we peak at like the Celebrity Claymation Fight Club show on MTV? Is that like
Celebrity Deathmatch?
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Who our buddy Sean Lynch wrote for?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's I didn't think about that. Yeah, maybe that was it. It was just too much. We had finally reached a precipice.
That's the one 90s thing they haven't tried to bring. Did they try to bring that back?
I think they did in the 2000s. In the 2000s. And it was fine, but then they went away again. And it never really should have went away. It was great. I guess money or I don't know. But it was awesome.
I mean, MTV decided they wanted to Well, it wasn't music. It's just every show
ridiculous on there.
Every show is just like there's not one regular ass white dude on there. It's like everybody's gender fluid or it's just all about it's all just a bunch of identity stuff and like this is my entire personality now, but we're all like young hot people, but hey, haha, you jerked off to me, I have a dick really, but
what MTV shows have you
I forgot.
Watching?
Oh yeah, sorry.
That's literally
Adam,
all.
This
of
is
them.
Also a pitch meeting, so I forgot. Go ahead, bud. Keep going. I know this is a hard show to grasp onto, Adam, but this is something he's pitching. We talked about it before. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention it to you. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm all in already. I'm sold, dude.
You know
I'll,
me.
I'll put thousands behind
one
this.
One MTV show. I described all of them. Right. I'm not saying they're bad.
I haven't seen any programs.
Yo, can I be honest with you?
I got rid of cable. So
Dan, to talking about how great the 90s were. Late 90s, early 2000s MTV shows ripped. I'll defend them to this day.
Well,
Room Raiders, ruled. Yeah. Room Raiders was three hot chicks. We go into three dudes' rooms and be like, yo, let me see your cum stains. Like, that was the show. It was great.
Like a black light?
I remember that. It was the best.
Okay.
Yeah. And they go to his mom and be like, so, like, you ever see your son naked? Like, was his dick big? Like, this show is great, dude. Fucking wild.
Starts out like all the porns I watch now. It's amazing.
So, this is why you don't need porn anymore.
Watch old Room Raiders, bro.
You still do all the same stuff, obviously, though. You close the door, shut the curtains. Yeah, also, of course. Watch a couple episodes of Room Raiders.
Oh, no. Now he just imagines Room Raiders.
That's even sadder. The intro music's starting.
It's probably better.
It's so much more vivid up here, though.
Your imagination can make it HD. It's probably better this way.
Oh, it's more real.
Standard definition black light cum.
Another good show. Remember Next? You guys remember Next?
Yeah.
Is that like that
Next
rapid fire dating show?
Yeah, but it was so mean because it was on a bus and you would have like a chick or a dude. They were like the contestant, whatever, or like the main person for each episode. And then you have like contestants walk on the bus and anytime they wanted to finish, they would say Next. Right. But sometimes the guy would just walk on the bus and the girl would be like Next.
I mean, I love the efficiency.
Because they
went on a date at that point, right? It's like, okay, he's kind of cute. They'd go on a date a little bit, and then at any point, right? I remember that. Yeah,
right. But you're right. Sometimes they would step 1 foot on the bus, and it would be just like, now turn
next.
Around.
Next.
Was that the one with the fucking thought bubble? Like the
I love that show.
It's another dating one, right?
What the fuck was that
show? I'm not in the producer chair currently, so
God,
Adam's trying to pull it out of this.
I remember from my MTV, but just my brain. Hold on.
I loved that show.
Was that MTV or was that?
No, 100% was.
Date? Something date. Date was in the name.
MCV.
I forgot. You guys don't do dead air like we
should. Yeah, no, we're just sitting. I mean, I'll probably not.
Dave and I would
either.
Just stare at each other for a full 5 minutes.
Not
sometime.
Match perfect or perfect man. No,
that's not true. Watch it.
Show. Come on, Adam. You have to be on it, and we'll keep it because I can't also do it. So I have no idea what it was.
Blind
would be
date or something?
Was it just blind date?
Blind date.
Blind date was amazing. Yeah.
Not MTV. It wasn't MTV, but
was that VH1?
Also.
No,
it wasn't either of them. It might have been VH1, but it wasn't MTV. I don't think.
Anyway, but okay. So I remember that one as well. I thought that one came first.
It might have.
I thought Blind Date.
It was 99 to 06.
Oh, okay.
I love it. That was a time when like reality TV, you could actually catch like organic people.
Yes.
I like Blind Date because it was a real blind date. Like now, like my girlfriend and I now, we watch a lot of dating reality shows. So she's actually, there's a lot of good ones. Like Love is Blind is surprisingly really good.
I heard about that one.
Surprisingly really good. But they're all very much like, okay, these people are just as okay if their marriage or relationship doesn't work out because they're about to get 20,000 Instagram followers.
Right.
That was not true on Blind Date. It was just real, like, cringy dudes dating like boring women. And you could just see exactly why these people were single.
Right,
and it was just fucking like this thing of beauty. It was capturing actual honesty.
So wait, what was the down? Was it what Flavor of Love or something? Was that supposed to be downfall?
No. That era, like, the Bret Michaels one, Rock of Love, right? Like the, all those ones, like and they started to get, like, waste, like, four spinoffs, like, deep.
I watched the one of them because my best friend when I was 9 from Jew Camp was on the second season of I Love New York. Summer camp.
Was Jew Camp voluntary?
No, not for me. My mom made me go. She got it mixed up with a different brochure.
Yeah, not between anyway between 39 and 45.
Yeah, she didn't know it was a summer camp.
Well, she was just dropping you off at the train station. So.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't think the other ones had tennis courts. or the
you don't know that to be true.
Or the guards probably had them.
the one thing I liked.
They've got a bakery.
Yeah, the Jew sport, it was Gaga Ball. If you guys, Gaga Ball was actually for Jewish sport, which
Gaga,
you know,
Ball. Can you explain
Gaga Ball? You're in like a big wooden octagon, and you have like a volleyball, or like some kind of like bouncy ball, like a volleyball sized, and you have to, like, you can't like throw it. You have to hit it, and it's just like dodgeball, except you can get them on the ricochet too.
You get to, like,
you either dodge it or you hit it back with your hand.
Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
It was really fun.
That sounds really cool.
It was, we did something right.
Yeah.
And then it never went anywhere. Like,
yeah.
I don't know about you.
But
I think it sounds like shit. Like, dodgeball sounds way more fun than that game.
I like getting in on the bank because you can't get it in dodgeball on the bank. Like, I like that because it's in it.
Well, there's a wall.
To my knowledge, if you want to.
Just because it's Jewish doesn't involve a bank, Neil, okay?
God damn it. I walked into that one. Walked right into that one.
Where's the coins? Where did the coins come from?
No, dodgeball, we never played bank shots off the wall behind you. No, that would never
happen. Maybe
And not to be judgmental, that may be top 10 Jewish sport achievements.
I know.
Hey, buddy, have a top one. Top one Jewish achievement.
Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax.
Yeah.
Sage Rosenfels.
Yes. Yeah, when I think Jew, I think elite athlete. First thing comes to mind. Synonymous with elite athlete.
Josh Rosen, he talked a big game after getting, I'm going to make 9 teams regret.
taking me.
he instead made 21 teams say, woo.
Yeah. I never seen a quarterback actively resent playing quarterback in the NFL so much than Josh Rosen.
Yeah. He hated it. And not the way Aaron Rodgers hated playing for the Packers these past couple years.
True.
It, like, powered him up.
But at least he still loves football. Like, Josh Rosen didn't even like football. He was just like, I'm here. Like, he's just a schmarmy cunt about it.
Besides Sandy Koufax. Damn it, I know there's got to be another decent Jewish athlete after Sandy Koufax.
Sean Green was a baseball player for a hot second for the Dodgers. He was like good for like 3 years.
But
like, what about an athletic sport? There was an Israeli basketball, like Omri Kaspi or some shit.
Oh, wow.
Well, if you got household name Omri Kaspar,
I have that Wheaties box. I kept it.
I did keep
the one kosher box of Wheaties. They're all kosher.
All right, here we go. I pulled up a list.
I can give you a Hall of Famer. Ron,
I don't
Carew.
Know any of these people.
Listen.
So Mark Spitz.
Mark Spitz, he was that box. Wait, was he that wrestler whose brother got murdered by the fox catcher guy?
Nope.
Let's Mark just make Spitz. That to be true.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Wait, what the fuck? Schultz. Mark Schultz or something. Schultz. Okay, Spitz is the swimmer.
Spitz was a football player.
Fuck.
and Olympian swimmer. Yes. He's both.
Oh, wow.
Sid Luckman. Nice. Sid Luckman, football player.
Probably Sid still Luckman. The best Bears quarterback in franchise.
Probably.
Yeah, you might be right about that. Yeah.
Bill. Oh, Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Sue Bird.
Wait.
If you count women's basketball, Hank Greenberg, Detroit Tigers.
She's not related to Larry Bird, or does Larry Bird have like a Jewish Sue Bird, Larry Bird's wife, and he married a Jewish woman? So technically, she's Jewish.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, I'd feel like if Larry Bird was Jewish, she'd be at the top of it.
So, but if Larry Bird, if you're Jewish,
don't sully Larry Bird's name with that.
If you're Jewish because your mom's Jewish, but Larry Bird's your dad, you're not a good basketball. Your Jewishness is only an impediment to you being a good
100%. Yeah, listen, I'm not trying to besmirch anyone, but
besmirch
like,
away. This is an art podcast.
I would not want like LeBron James's son to fall in love with a Jewish woman.
L'Chaim James,
you would deprive the world of a lot. Deprive the world of a lot of great sports.
Oh, Jason Marquis, Staten Islander, play for the car. He was a pitcher. Play for the car.
Oh, when you jump in, oh, Jason. I was like, wait, OJ's converted. OJ.
Jay Fielder, kicker for the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Nice. And Rod Carew converted, so it doesn't really count.
He converted if you listen to the
and
Adam
a kicker
Sandler
doesn't
song.
Really help our case
no.
either.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Lyle Alzado, former D lineman from the Broncos.
Okay.
Ooh, a D line.
An actor. He was an actor also.
What did he act in? They probably don't have that information.
You know?
This is a great list of
Fiddler
Jewish,
Fiddler crashing through a roof.
This list sucks.
Hey, I'll take that.
Gabe Kapler.
I thought that was an actor.
It's Gabe. That's Kaplan.
Okay.
Hey, okay.
Nice. Okay, cool. So we got it. There's some.
We got it.
Dave knew most. Dave was like, that was kind of like a quiz for, getting Dave's Jewish.
That's no athlete that you would like rush to get an autograph from. But you'd be like,
literally zero.
Oh, you play in a professional league. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. My son's a periodontist.
Of course, somebody you did like a Jewish woman's voice, obviously. And of course, she would meet a Jewish athlete and immediately compare him negatively to a doctor.
she would ask him, like, she's like, oh, this is nice that you're doing this on the side. What's your main, your real job?
Like,
you're the 98th best catcher in professional currently.
She weirdly knows all the statistics about it.
That's what we do.
Honestly, you probably can't.
She's being downloaded. It's being downloaded into her like the Matrix as she's walking up.
There's so little Jewish athlete stats. You could remember all of them. There's like five pitchers. You could remember all those stats.
Yeah.
Hey.
There's also Al Rosen, an old-timey pitcher for the old Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah. Ooh. Naturally.
Yeah.
Wait.
Exactly.
We all know him.
Old-timey Cleveland Guardians. That dude was an Indian.
Yeah, he might have been.
Strongest throw of any Jew, still David.
Yeah. Wind of the Wood, Bernstein.
Yeah.
I think is what might have been.
But, want to do plugs?
Yeah, we got to do plugs. Nice.
Oh, we're done?
Yeah. No.
No.
Still doing plugs. You wish.
Yeah, we're doing some plugs. Finish on up. Let's go over to you. What you got coming up? How about Dan?
I am going to be at the Sound Bank in Phoenixville. I have got a dope-ass show coming up with Lamar Todd, Jay Yoder, both nationally touring comedians, Tommy Hyland, very funny guy, and me. Super, super cheap tickets. It's going to be a fun night out in the suburbs of Philadelphia. That is Friday night.
They're super cheap if you got time travel money.
Yeah. This comes out next week on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, if you had seen me at that show, you would know that it's a shame that I don't have anything coming up next weekend.
I'm a dick.
No, good to know, because I was really fucking bugged. We're not selling tickets to that show, so I gotta plug it hard. Next weekend I'm not really doing much of anything. Follow my social media at Danny DePrio. I post about all my shows. I'm really lazy about remembering what I have to do.
Gotcha. No problem. Dave, what you got coming up on?
Well, if this is airing on Wednesday, then tomorrow I will be at the White Horse Winery. There's not a flyer for that yet, but I saw pictures. Lovely room. Finally, you fucking found a place to match my level of classiness. And I've heard to keep my schedule open for next Thursday and then had that immediately ripped back from me. But So I might be somewhere next Thursday with you guys again.
Sure, yeah. I think if Adam's all right with it, we might just have both of you guys come down for that. All right.
I don't give a fuck.
Now you're putting it on him that you fucking rescinded my invite right after you gave it to me.
I didn't.
You're a piece of shit.
This is the most annoying thing.
Garbage.
Dave is such a fucking liar. That's the biggest the biggest fucking liar.
He could tell you that you have a show.
You dumb asshole.
He could tell you that you have a show right within seconds of you sitting down for a show you're recording an hour before.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. Oh, yeah. Listen to the fucking the weekday
listen
comics.
To the weekday comics. Yeah, that's what we're here for. We want you to listen to our podcast. You will laugh if you like this nonsense. You will like what we do.
And follow me on all the socials at Dave Prim Comedy, one word.
Yeah, and Dan, I think it's just Danny April.
Danny at Danny DePriel. Yeah, that's right. Well, DAPRILE.
Nice.
Yeah. We even left their fucking logo up on the fucking TV.
I know. Look at that. Yeah, I was. I wanted it to.
That's how fucking cool we are. I'll rip that shit down. Rip that shit down. I don't like the fucking attitude. Take it down.
I'll pull the TV right off the wall for you.
Please don't do that.
Hey, you know what? Do it. I don't live there. I don't fucking care.
Great. Adam, what you got coming up, buddy boy?
Follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter, at on Instagram, and at Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. Go listen to The Porcupine, Adam Nutter on YouTube, youtube.com/AdamNutter. Got a good episode coming out this Thursday. Fuck! That's last week, too. Shit. Never mind. Whatever. Just go listen to The Porcupine. YouTube.com/AdamNutter. And then coming out, Neil and I obviously have a bunch of Drop 10 shows coming together that he'll hit, but the ones that I'm on separately, April 22nd, which this will be out before then, Saturday, coming out, be up in Bethlehem at the Democratic Club, coming out to that. I don't know why it's called that again.
You
weird
at
name.
The Democratic Club.
I know, it's a weird name. I know, it's a weird
name. I'm not
going to
get you started. No.
It's a bummer. I know. I hate it. so coming out to that, May 3rd, Punchline Philly. May 4th, Doped Up Show, Lower East Side, coming out to those things. And then again, May 13th, the Georgia LP show. Convention show in Georgia coming out. It's an hour from Atlanta in Perryville, Georgia. So you can just go tickets to the show coming out. It's going to be a fucking fun ass time. Okay, I'm done. That's it.
You guys got a decent Georgia listen base?
That's my libertarian shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, congrats on them getting the internet finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them, right? They're doing
Do they laugh faster on all those drugs? Yeah.
Way slower, but they talk a lot. Libertarians talk a bunch. We are.
Yeah. They're on all the drugs.
They haven't had a train derailment yet, have they?
We have not. Yeah. So that's
Georgia.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No.
If we played a prop bet,
their train wreck is just every election they have.
Here
we go.
No wait, no, you don't vote, right? Is that your deal?
we can talk about this later.
You guys don't vote, right? Like, we're in the middle
what
of
did
fucking,
you vote for?
We're in the middle of fun. Hey, I am Neil.
No, I thought they ended.
Music's still on. Yeah. I am neilwood.com. Go there. Go for all our dates and details. You can come check us out at Myers Brewing Company, on the 4th of Friday of this month. All right, you'll have that comment on up. But we also have Wissahickon Brewing Company and also Autumn Lake Winery that I think these two might be dropping in on if they're available. I think that might be fun having them coming in.
Let's get some merch made by them.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's always too much with this guy. So April 20th at Hamilton, the White Horse, of course, with Dave Primiano, and then over at Autumn Lake Winery the next week, and you will see Dave as well. So come on out to those shows. We got a bunch of stuff coming up, and Dan as well coming on for that one too. So come on out. Why not? Who gives a shit, Adam? What are we doing? We're handing it out. Who cares? It's free. Who cares? I can't wait for this to just bomb. It's going to be great when we all bomb. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Can we bomb together?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Good.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I forgot what it feels like.
Why did I start this? But no, of course, check out everything Cult of Us. Just go over to drop10.com/cultofus for our merch page. You can grab a bunch of t-shirts, hats, whatever you guys doing. You know, whatever you got going on over there, whatever you want. Buy some shit and you enjoy it. All right, we got all different colors, styles, all kind of shit. It's a lot of fun. We appreciate it. And of course,
can
go
you
over
throw
to...
our shit on there?
Yeah, we can put your stuff up
fucking,
on there.
Oh hell yeah!
I've been looking. It's fucking impossible to just get one.
Hell yeah! Dan has boxes of weekday comics.
We can do this after. So let me just wrap this up.
No, I need it.
Yeah,
official.
Can we take a quick tour of your shop?
Patreon.com/cultofus. Go there for extra content. We got a new gauntlet coming up for you.
It's out.
You're selling a gauntlet? What does that look like?
Yeah, exactly, right? So you can check out our gauntlet episodes, a bunch of extra episodes from us on the road and doing stuff with different comics, extra content, a bunch of stuff in there, all for $5, and a t-shirt. So grab onto that now and hold on tight. All right. Other than that,
listen to the weekday comics.
Listen to the weekday comics, all the other podcasts on there. Yeah. And then last things, of course, check us out, give us raves and reviews on all the shits, odyssey.com, obviously YouTube and Apple, and other than that, whatever, we're done with plugs. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I tried to add a little pizzazz to the most boring part of the show.
It is, yeah. How dare you, dude. I like to sit in that fucking deafening silence. I love to sit in it. It's one of my favorite things to do. Did that recently on an Atlantic City stage.
As a frequent listener, I know that was just the middle of the show and there's more show coming, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I knew that as a frequent listener.
You're not going to edit that to the end? You didn't just
drop it in and fuck with the flow? It's going to be a deep dive into what you guys are up to. You know, I really want to know you guys. No, my only question is...
No, I am all surface.
Yes, I know you are. You'll never puncture Dave. I've never gotten in there to see it. One feeling, I think, which is good. I don't like it. I don't want to see them.
Yeah.
I don't care for them anytime. No, if he does have them,
I've never seen one.
Feel they're weak. Yeah. They're a form of weakness.
Yes. I love that about you.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
That's weakness too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that to be true. I know I'm not a superior human. An uber human an uber mentioned anyway. to your vernacular, the one thing I was, because you guys do a lot of jokes every week. Like, you have to write a shit ton of jokes every week. I get to witness them, and it's a lot of fun.
It's tough.
But how do you, I mean, I know you just, you don't read the article. For some people. You don't read the articles.
That's what makes it easier. Yeah. We don't actually knowledge, learn about the news.
Knowledge is weakness, too.
Yes, yeah. We're seeing the strength from him grow.
I mean, the more I know about a story, the more it can hinder my ability to just write something generically racist or sexist about
the two buckets you go to, you would say the most often, or what do you think?
I mean, yes, I want them to be funny. You gotta go with what works.
The two veins that strike gold most of the time.
Jokes before anything else should be funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, we definitely do on weekday comics, at least on that, on the news segment of it. It's funny over everything.
Of course. And I go after everybody, so don't fucking cherry pick just to get offended.
Right.
No. It's funny. Because I'll laugh at that too.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned Staten Island, Adam, because I am actually currently having a tiff with the entire island of Staten.
That's
stomping grounds.
That's where I hail. How dare you? First of all, I also have one, but I should. Why do you have one?
You have a legitimate one.
What's yours?
I worked in Staten Island for a while, and it was pleasant. It was lovely. I have nothing
against
the island itself. You're right. Well, I worked in like a mansion. We were filming a movie, so I worked in a mansion.
Which one? Where?
It was called Brawl in Cell Block 99 with Vince Vaughn. And we filmed in this mansion. I don't know who owned the mansion.
It's a great movie.
Was it up in Toad Hill?
Yeah.
It was like a just this like fucking awesome, like, I don't know, 20 room mansion. Like,
can I ask an even weirder question? What year was this?
When the fuck do we make this? Maybe 2018?
Okay, never mind.
2019?
Never mind. Okay.
No, early, a little earlier, maybe 2017.
Okay, still never mind. Sorry.
Why do Dan's headphones have the fucking Lego version of Isaac from the Love Boat?
I don't know. Those are my old ones.
Okay.
Those old ones.
It's like a Froey gentleman on there.
Yeah, I liked him because of that. Froey, I got him.
Is that going to be an adjective that gets banned from...
That'll
from
be
every day.
Froey.
Froey's going to be the new uppity.
Let's do that happening.
A little Froey, if you ask me. You know?
Like, is it me or is this cotton a little like cotton candy a little Froey? And you're like, yo,
cotton.
Yeah, whisper it.
You can't call cotton candy either.
Jibba Froey or.
Getting a little. When Dave grows his hair out, it's a little Froey, right? You got curls?
No.
I was
a straight hair. Yeah.
Oh, you were straight hair. Blend in. Nice.
Exactly.
From the front. From the front, you wanted.
I ironed it every night.
Pressed on. Jesus
Christ. Never been happier to go bald, right?
But yeah, no, I can only imagine. But yeah, you guys process a shit ton of jokes. He got in trouble. He put like two ones out about Staten Island, two shorts from the podcast, and they did very well. But like, he got lots of, I think, like, how many comments?
Yeah, the first one was positively received overall.
I was shitting on Staten
It was
Island,
about Trump too.
Yeah,
so, and that's what. Yeah, it wasn't about.
Well, they love him. They love him. They love him there. It's a conservative borough.
It was shitting on Trump.
What was the first like one that went over well? Like, what'd you say about Staten Island?
There was something to the degree of Staten Island. There were kids that had gotten lost in the sewer systems in Staten Island.
Yes, that happened. Yeah,
and I had wrote my joke was the hardest part about rescuing the kids was convincing them once they got to the surface that they were no longer stuck in the sewers.
Right.
So after, you know, it was just a little.
I mean, you're not allowed to say that. You know, I'll fight you, but I can say that.
It's fine. I didn't realize our Staten Island listener base was so good, or how responsive y'all were to keywords.
Let's not call it our. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think it was our listener base.
The island came out, man. They fucked
good. Good for them. Good job, guys.
didn't have to wait for the ferry for them to come over and get me. So. And then I did a one about Trump, and that was antagonistic because I did write it in response to the Staten Islanders not liking me. And it was that Trump wanted to move his trial to Staten Island because I guess he thinks he has a sympathetic judge there.
He 100% would.
Yeah. So I said that he wanted to move it because if your crime, when you cheat on your gold digging whore of a wife with a paid slut, that's just called Christmas in Staten Island.
Yeah.
And that's probably where I was because that was like all of my
it is experience. No, that's what all the mansions are. I talk about it all the time on this podcast.
Have one little town in Staten Island. It's like one little area where it's like urban, like real dense.
That's the North Shore. That's a few spots up on the top.
I thought that area was pretty cool too, but I didn't spend much time.
No, it's gross.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
It's gross
and dirty.
Jokes are justified. You're just not allowed to say it.
That's good.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say it in front of me.
At the end of the day, we're only trying to spread truth.
Yes. Let's get this into Q. Now, everybody, listen up.
I'm glad you hit your
pump. Yeah. That's what our Patreon.
You do have reptilians in your the beginning of mm-hmm. your thing.
Yeah. Well, they are real. So
I agree. You know, I agree. Yeah. I'm a reptilian believer.
They sit over us.
Our reptile gods behind the computer.
They sit over us in judgment.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the dark side of the moon. I don't know how they did it when the China took a picture of the dark side of the moon. I was expecting to see the base.
No, it's covered in darkness, Dan. Don't be an idiot.
I don't know. Yeah, they're just good. I don't know. I thought they would just
it's
like
a
not
shroud.
Have they can shapeshift.
I was gonna say, how much fun are you guys having with conspiracy theories and all that? They're kind of ruined. Anymore conspiracy theories? You having any fun with them anymore?
First of all, do you believe in China? Even no.
As a thing that exists? No.
Yeah, exactly. So did a non-existent place take a picture of a place that doesn't even exist?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all
no.
I mean, those would be the only places that have a camera that could do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Their cameras are so developed.
They're non-existent that they can only capture non-existent stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Like
okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I think
but no, Neil, conspiracy theories, it's hard. It sucks. They've ruined them. It's hard to be part of them now because they made them all political. So,
and you talk about this a bit.
They're all pedophile based these days.
Yeah.
Well, the good ones.
We know Sasquatch exists. The real debate is whether or not he's a pedophile.
Of course he is. Would you be interdimensional being and not be a pedophile?
Yeah, we don't know what Sasquatch years are. If they age like a 14-year-old dog is really 100 and something. But
yeah.
What? So a 14-year-old dog having sex with a 14-year-old girl, is that ethical? In human years.
Now we're asking
dog
the questions
years,
that matter.
A fucking geriatric dog with someone that's not mature enough to have sex with a dog.
Right.
it makes sense.
Okay.
That leave us dumbfounded. I've watched History's Mysteries, and you still can't find the answers to these kinds of questions.
That one's still left out there, you know, it's unanswered.
Tough to find the hard data. You know what I mean? The hard data about that Sasquatch pedophile.
We got to see if these dogs are chemically different in the brain than the
I think
than the normal adult sex.
Yeah. Well, you know what would be fun about the Sasquatch pedophile hunters is that now you can take the large group of pedophile hunters that are out there now, big movement in the pedophile hunting community. You cross that with some Squatch hunters.
Yeah.
That'll be huge.
Yeah. Chris Hansen catching Bigfoot would be pretty awesome.
Because that Bigfoot's touching kids.
He's like, once you have a seat, he's like, oh, Chris. He's like, it's not what it was.
Oh, you got cookies? All right,
I was just going to have some iced tea and not fuck this 13-year-old.
You know how hard it was for me to buy this Zima?
We both don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ.
Man.
It's not too much fun. We kind of glazed over a little bit of your processing of the news. I guess the other thing. But
did
like,
we though? You know?
Much like,
I feel like this is
it. My only question is like
different every week depending on my mood.
Right.
We generally text each other a couple hours before the show and go, how much did you write? So we know how much the other one has to write.
Right. Yeah, and they
that's about it. That's the end of it.
And they don't show each other. Yeah, and that's the most you guys do. You
right. So the conceit in the podcast is we don't see each other's jokes prior to the show. We experience them live, just like our listeners do. So a lot of times we'll touch on the same subjects, in which case we end up having a joke off, and we let you, the listeners, vote on who has the better joke. And I only tell you this because I am winning by a country mile.
Yeah, yeah,
so
he's definitely crushing.
I've got
conspiracy.
Points and points.
There we go.
Dan gets all his pedophile friends to vote. So these, their jokes are better if you are a pedophile, but if you're a normal...
And then I come in.
I'm with
like
Dave then. I like Dave better. I don't want to be.
If you're a normal asexual being like myself.
Oh man, Dave jokes are funnier.
Yeah, who hates porn? Then
Dave.
Yeah. Who just imagines?
Well, actually, I'm asexual, but I love porn. Okay.
Then I come in just like, no, he's part of the Jews. He's part of the Jews. He's funded by the Jews.
I'm leaning towards Dan again now. Leaning towards Dan again.
It ruins the conspiracy that Jews run all the media. Dan's,
it's true. It's a bummer.
That pedophiles
unless Dan's
run
a secret Jew.
I wish that would actually be. It would add a little something to this man.
Wish we had dramatic tension.
Yeah,
music.
I got nothing.
Dramatic tension music right then. That would have been. And we did like cuts back and forth between you guys. And Dan's like, and we just go soap opera 101.
Yeah, matzo doesn't have the yeast to expand things that way. Am I right?
I love you so much.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Our much fatter guest couldn't make it, so I had to. I had to ricochet all the fat jokes onto Dan tonight.
I had to catch a lot of. I had to catch a lot of fat jokes. We had like a 400-pound guest, and
he was fat.
So.
Yeah, still is.
So me at a svelte 265.
No, so Dan, here's the thing about that. About Patrice O'Neill turned me on that forever. Where old O&A episode, he was shitting on Bobby Kelly for being fat, and Bobby goes, "But Patrice, you're fat." He's like, "Yeah, but doesn't mean you're not also fat." I was like, that's a great point.
Right. Well, the thing is that you know that you're getting fat. There are levels of it, and you know you're crossing your levels. The more comfortable fat guys are calling you fat. Like, I'll call a fat guy fat to his face. I don't give a shit because I'm fat. Like, we are. But when you are getting fat, you realize like people come up and they're like, "Yeah, we're just a couple of fat guys," and you're like, "We are."
And you're like, "Oh no,
there's levels." Yeah,
yeah.
What it's okay. There's the lowest levels, like what, doughy, husky.
Yeah,
doughy and husky chubby, the same, or husky's probably
chubby,
a little bit bigger
thick
than
now
doughy.
Is like for, but for dudes, these aren't thick. You kind of like it's a chubby guy, it's a husky. Guy.
But that's a dude trying to make
like
it sexy,
proportional.
Dude.
Yeah, dad.
Thick is proportional, but you really don't hear
thick.
It with a
well,
lot
thick
of dudes.
Is because well, thick with two C's means you're fat in all the right areas.
Right.
True. Yes.
Then like there's just fat. There's obese, morbidly. Are obese? Morbidly, is morbid? Is all obesity morbid? Or is
no?
Yes. So. Yes.
You guys are fat shamers.
Yes.
I think obese people should be able to walk around and see you. Fucking morbidly.
Listen, if we could
see the world from their scooters.
Yeah, I would say, but if they can't walk, that's the problem. Their knees can't hold the weight.
Exactly. I mean, I'll say, because it's morbidly, does that adjective work with any other words but obese?
No.
Gay? No.
Morbidly gay.
I think of something else. I don't know. No.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're morbidly gay, that means you only fuck fat gays or something.
Fat gay dead bodies? I don't know. Morbid?
A morbid necrophiliac.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you're morbid,
obese.
If you're morbidly gay, you're just Jeffrey Dahmer. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a thing already. So that already existed.
Morbidly gay, the Jeffrey Dahmer story.
All right, yeah.
That's what Netflix should have named it. Yeah. They fucked
so
up.
Morbidly going to go the way of uppity then, when you're like, okay. If you can't make fun of fat people anymore, then you just, the word morbidly has got to go.
I heard one time a buddy of mine described somebody as violently Jewish. I was like, that's really funny. Yeah.
I think that's, isn't that what, I thought that was just Israel.
Yeah, right. It sounds about right. Sounds about right.
I could say it.
We're not saying Palestine's not violent. We're just saying Israel's all the violent. I don't know.
Oh shit, that's so funny. I just felt like violently Jewish. Just like, what does that mean?
I also thought it was a spinoff podcast for Dave. I didn't even know. Just him reviewing MMA Jewish fighters.
Are there?
I'm half Jewish and half anti-Semitic, and this is my hour.
Yeah. An evening with Dave Premier.
I could say I'm anti-Semitic. I'm Jewish.
Yes, yeah, you're the only one who can. This has been a fucking episode.
Yeah.
This has been a thing. Yeah. You guys have been amazing.
This has definitely been fun. Thank you so much for having us.
Definitely check out the thing. Yeah. Whatever. Tune in if you feel like it. But
yeah,
like,
long time
whatever.
Listener.
Don't. You don't
have to. Fuck you.
But yeah, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you guys for coming on. Adam, thank you, bud. And this has been another day in the cult. We'll see you next time.
Peace out.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media Production.